Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Oregon is the latest to call for people to show proof of vaccinations, kind of like a vaccine passport, in order to enter places like shops, restaurants, and churches without a mask. But some business groups are concerned these new guidelines put the burden on establishments. Let's check in now on how it's working with Amelia Templeton, health reporter for Oregon Public Broadcasting. She joins us now. Amelia, thank you for being here.
You're welcome.
Well, we should point out that regardless of vaccination status, everyone still has to wear masks on public transportation as well as in schools and healthcare settings, places like that. What's the response from the public on these new vaccine rules?
The response is really varied. I think, you know, in the Portland metro area, mask wearing is still very much the norm. And, you know, if you think back to the beginning of the pandemic, the Pacific Northwest was the first place in the country to have confirmed cases of COVID-19. We had mask mandates very early on that have been in place for the duration of the pandemic. And so for some people, you know, this is what has made them feel safe and comfortable. And it's going to take time, even for some vaccinated people here, I think, to feel comfortable removing their masks. I've actually been surprised, you know, the rules include anyone vaccinated or not no longer needs to mask in outdoor public settings, but you still do see some people wearing masks there. And then on the other hand, you know, like many places, masks are a political question. And so I think in other parts of the state that are less liberal than the Portland metro area, there's a lot more skepticism, a lot more pushback, and a sense that the governor is still moving far too slowly to return business and life to normal.
Well, let's break down some of what you said. Let's talk about enforcement of mask wearing. How have business groups responded to this idea of businesses having to essentially police people, requiring them to show proof that they've been vaxxed?
Well, you know, across the board, I think most businesses have said this is unworkable. And what the governor's guidance did, it gave businesses two options. They could either continue to require masks of everybody, or they could come up with some sort of system where they ask people to show their vaccination cards upon entry. And, you know, in theory, that could be a picture of it on your phone or the actual card or a photocopy. And, you know, the states also said if you have like a regular customer or employees who are there every day, they don't need to show the card every single time they enter. But even with those caveats, virtually every business that we've heard from has said this is just not a workable system. And
You have the Enchanted Forest Amusement Park, right, who just said that it would delay its reopening plans because they just can't police this.
Yeah. And, you know, that is a beloved sort of family run institution in Oregon. They've been closed for a really long time. They were also devastated by wildfires a year ago. And so for them to say that they can't reopen because they fear the threats that they received and the conflict over, you know, making their employees try to enforce this kind of rule, it just shows you, you know, universally businesses are concerned about what do they do if somebody shows up and isn't just not willing to show their card or wear a mask, but, you know, wants to make a point about it and wants to make a sort of political point.
Well, about 64% of the population there has gotten one dose of the vaccine. Oregon Governor Kate Brown says the state's remaining restrictions will stay in place until about 70% of the eligible adult population gets at least one shot. What's the sentiment to the vaccination efforts there?
You know, I think Oregon really reflects a lot of trends that you're seeing in other parts of the country. So, you know, there's a significant percentage of the population here that is enthusiastic about getting vaccinated, but many of those people have now already gotten their shots. And so we're seeing the same sort of decline in new vaccination rates as the state tries to figure out how to reach out to people who, you know, maybe vaccination isn't convenient for them, or maybe they're anxious about shots in general. You know, maybe it's not an ideological opposition to vaccination, but they have a fear of needles. And then, of course, we have a group of people that is specifically against this vaccine and that has, you know, fears or has heard conspiracy theories, other things like that. So we have a variety of, I think, different groups of people who haven't gotten vaccinated yet. And the question is, will any of these incentives work and who will they work for?
I have just under a minute with you, but a big test of this vaccine passport will be this Thursday's tip-off of the NBA Western Conference playoff between the Portland Trailblazers and Denver Nuggets. They will be allowed to actually be, folks will be able to be there without their masks on. What are some threads you're following as we get closer to Thursday?
Well, the irony is there is a section for people who can prove that they're vaccinated, but they aren't actually going to be allowed to take their masks off. It just lets people sit closer together. So, you know, again, Oregon's still taking a very cautious approach here. And, you know, I think it'll be interesting to see if that feels like a normal playoffs game yet. And if anyone, if there's any transmission of COVID-19.
Amelia Templeton is a health reporter for Oregon Public Broadcasting. Amelia, thank you so much.
You're welcome.